This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show right now. Yes, an exceptional radio show for exceptional Americans. Welcome aboard. Is your tinfoil hat on? I mean, you got to really do a little bit of a gut check here. Is your tinfoil hat on? Realistically, come on now. You know it is. Anyway, a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio and other places, of course. It's a crazy, crazy news day. We are going to have this release. I don't know when this is going to be, but the release of the Inspector General's report, Horowitz's report, on what is going on over there in the FBI and also the Department of Justice. And Jeff Sessions is looking better and better every day. We're trying to get Scott Bennett on, and because this is a big day for him in a lot of the things that he's done. And it's the connect the dot, and I'll explain this a little bit later. Or I might explain it tomorrow when we start to go through the post-mortem, if you will, about what's going on with this release. We're finding out more and more and more because what's happening is that Jeff Sessions is warning people now. And I was making this point with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, just last hour, because he has been watching this intently. He's reporting from Washington, D.C. for us on Agenda 21 Radio. And it was interesting because the notion of why Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation that's prompted the likes of a Robert Mueller. No. It's kind of interesting. When this whole thing broke out about Russian dossier and Mr. Steele's Russian dossier, where'd that come from? And, of course, what we're finding out is Steele was really an operative for, looks like, the MIA. And also John Brennan. Now, according to reports that we're hearing, John Brennan may have actually had a hand, if not an entire hand, in, are you ready for this, in the idea of making the dossier to get something on Trump. Now, let's also go back and juxtaposition some timing here, that it looks like, from what we're hearing, that this report, or this, this investigation into Donald Trump actually started in December of 2015, a month that really, in this in the old administration's time frame, will live in infamy, the month of December. That was a turning point. And back in December, when we were broadcasting those things that happened, in fact, you can go to our podcast, listen to those reports about what happened with the San Bernardino shooting, the downing of the Russian airliner, and all of a sudden, shazam, John Kerry is meeting with his counterpart from Russia, in negotiations. Oh, let's settle the whole thing in Syria now. Okay, there are some events that caused all that to happen on 2015, and also prompt. And this, now it's coming into light when this investigation started, tells the whole story of why they were suspicious of Donald Trump being somewhat engaged with this Russia thing. And they must have known the Russians were tipped off about ISIS. It must have been Donald Trump. Well, you know, Donald Trump was telling everybody, the founders of ISIS were Obama and Hillary Clinton. I don't know why they might be suspicious. All of a sudden, the founders of ISIS are implicated with the formation of ISIS, which, you know, it happens to be Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama. I hate it when this happens. All of a sudden, and then Donald Trump, he's pontificating out there in 2015, the founders of ISIS. So it must have been Donald Trump. We're going to investigate that dude. So there was a series of events that led up to them thinking, man, he must have some, he's a spy. Or he's got spies around him. Because they found out about Brock and his involvement. So they started to investigate him in 2015. That's my point. That's the pivotal point in which all this started to happen. And of course, they found nothing. They absolutely found nothing. If they had called Agenda 21 Radio at the time, we would have told them what happened, but they didn't. I hate it when this happens, because this is really the reality check for these folks, is that they are such in a bubble. They're so deep in the swamp, they just don't check out alternative, because we don't know anything in alternative media. But we knew the answers, and probably wouldn't have said anything, but I'm sure we wouldn't have. My point is this. There's a lot of things that are going to come out today. And Sessions has positioned himself beautifully. He's recused himself from the Russian investigation, which everybody says, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, we're having this, we're having that. Now listen, what has happened here? Let's think about this. Horowitz's report, he's the Inspector General, Horowitz's report has developed a boatload of material that clearly are going to point to indictments by who? Jeff Sessions. Now, if Jeff Sessions had not recused himself, then he'd certainly have to do it now. Now, think about that. He wouldn't be able to bring charges against these people. He knew what he was doing then. It was brilliant. That's the long and short of it. So everybody, listen, back off Sessions. Let's just watch this play out. There's, even right now, they're warning that, what do we have here? It says, this is from Fox News. Let's see if we got any kind of audio from this one. We didn't have any from the other one. We'll see if we've got audio from this one. Anyway, it says, Attorney Jeff Sessions, we've got all that stuff. Yeah. And come on, I hate it when your computer doesn't cooperate with you. Just one of those kind of deals. Says, what does it say here? Where are we going here? says, if anyone else shows up in this report to have done something that requires termination, we will do so, Sessions told The Hill this morning. It's unclear whether Sessions knows which individuals will be cited in the report, but several top FBI and DOJ officials are likely to come under criticism in the findings of Inspector General Michael Horowitz. For more than a year, the Inspector General has been reviewing those agencies' actions related to the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Says here, I think it will be a lengthy report and a careful report, Sessions said, adding that he thinks it will, quote, help us better fix any problems that we have and reassure the American people that some of the concerns that have been raised are not true. Okay, now there's something in that, right? The report is expected to look at, among other things, whether certain underlying investigative decisions were based on improper considerations. I think it's going to put a lot of missing pieces in this puzzle together, said House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte, Republican from Virginia, who predicted Wednesday on Fox News America's newsroom. Among the officials expected to come under scrutiny are former Director FBI James Comey, then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and FBI official Peter Strzok. Good news coming, we just have to wait. Stay with us, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Than ever before, and support for the Mueller probe is sliding. Imagine if the press was actually fair about this, where these numbers would be. So here's a question for you. Is this the time, is the time right for the president to voluntarily submit to an interview with Mueller to get this thing wrapped up? Well, who better to answer that question but the president's lawyer himself, Rudy Giuliani. Great to see you. How are you? So lots of news. You know, president looked great in Singapore, no doubt about it. He came back in a great mood. However, of course, you come back, and it's like right when he comes back, a few hours go by, and the news about Michael Cohen perhaps cooperating with authorities. What's your reaction to
that? I checked into this last night. It's not so. He's not. Cooperating, nor do we care, because the president did nothing wrong. We're very comfortable if he cooperates that there's nothing he can cooperate about with regard to President Trump. I am absolutely certain of that from everything I know about that investigation, including the things that Rosenstein said to President Trump himself, that he's not involved in that investigation. My concern is that the Mueller investigation now is going on interminably, and I think it is reflected in public opinion. Public opinion is disgusted with how about he's wasted $20 million? Maybe he should put out an interim report. Maybe he should tell us what he's got on collusion. I don't have anything on collusion. Obstruction of justice is really totally negated by the Article 2 of the Constitution. The president can fire anybody he wants for any reason he wants. They can't even inquire about that. I don't know what he's got left. He's harassing Michael Cohen. The Manafort case looks like it's falling apart.
Well, they always cite, well, yes, like 20, you take out
the Manafort case, which may go out on lack of authorization, and now this ridiculous witness tampering thing. I can't even figure it out. Second, you got the Russians that are all in Russia. They're not coming to the U.S. That's a phony indictment. Nobody's ever going to get prosecuted. And they were harassing Hillary rallies by dressing up like clowns. We had a lot worse than that.
Have you asked the special counsel's office why they haven't brought certain people in for questioning? I mean, if they're going to focus on this Trump Tower meeting, as we know that's part of their focus, why wouldn't they bring in the Russian attorney who they make this big pitch for? Oh, she's close to Putin. She was trying to, you know.
Maybe because she said nothing happened.
Well, that's what she said. Not only that, but she
over
said she would be willing, happy to come into the United
over
States. Veselnitskaya. She'd be happy to come.
Look,
and they're not calling her.
Here's
in.
One of the things we pulled out very early in this. Mueller can't indict anybody. President can't be indicted. A sitting president cannot be indicted. Nobody disputes that. And he's not. So he gets to write a report, maybe. He didn't even get to write a report. Rosenstein may have to write the report. So let's just get it over with. He's gotten 1.4 million documents, 32 witnesses. We've raised no executive privilege about any of it, unlike Clinton, unlike Nixon. He's got the material from which to write a report right now, except the report would say, no evidence of collusion on the part of President
Trump. He wants to get into state of mind of what the president was thinking when he fired Comey. It's a state of mind question,
that becomes
correct?
A guessing game, and I think he gets.
But he can't do that until he gets the president across the table written answers.
He's not getting the president on any kind of obstruction of justice questioning. Just not going to happen. His whole theory is cockamamie. His whole theory is, I can interpret, the president may have five reasons, all of which are legitimate, plus an Article 2 immunity to do what he's doing, and I think he really did it for a corrupt reason, so I'm going to recommend that he did something wrong. Plus, his main witness there is Comey, and I don't know the Horowitz report in detail. I think it's going to be a tough one. It's 500 pages.
And the president has seen it, or he's seen
tomorrow
it?
Tomorrow at 3 or 4.
He gets it before, does he get it before other people?
I hope he gets an unedited version of it without all the excising that they do, because I think that's where the juicy stuff will be. You and I might not get to see that. We can guess at it. But at a minimum, we know already from the leaks, and you wonder how do these leaks take place, that it's going to criticize him heavily for his first Hillary press conference, for his second Hillary press conference.
And so that goes to the credibility of how he handled the Russia investigation.
He usurped
in your
the
mind.
Responsibility of the attorney general. You know that. He became the attorney general. He's not the attorney general. He's the director of the FBI. It's like the chief detective deciding whether to prosecute or not. He wrote the report 2 months before. I asked Mueller when we met with him if he would do that for us. How about writing the report now and giving it to us? He said, no, that would be an improper investigation.
When are you going to determine the issue of providing written answers
in the next
or limited questioning?
Very, very quickly. We're addressing that now with the president. Jay and the Raskins and we're all working on it. And
is there a dispute among you about how to proceed? I mean, that's healthy to have a dispute.
Yeah, probably a little bit. Yeah. But all of us know he shouldn't testify unless we get everything we want and he wants. Remember, you know him. He wants to testify. His complaint is, I did nothing wrong. I can stand up to any questioning. What he doesn't realize is how pernicious they are.
No, they're really good lawyers.
And they're also disreputable, unethical lawyers.
And a number of them already shown a bias and an animus against this president.
How about the ones that have already been cited for ethical violations, for not turning over exculpatory material? You think I'm going to trust them with the president of the United States?
Are you talking about who would do the questioning? Are you getting into that level of detail with him?
I think it should be Mueller, right?
Mueller himself.
It wasn't
Ken Starr. Remember, it was Saul Weisenberg.
Ken was an appellate lawyer. I was a trial lawyer. He was a trial lawyer. So it's his reputation at stake. Shouldn't be turned over to Quarles. Shouldn't be turned over to Weiss.
Are you guys worried that there are any tape recordings that Michael Cohen might have in his possession of conversations with the president or about the president that either he could have exaggerated things to other people to, like, curry favor or to look like he's bigger than he is? I'm not saying he did that, but you don't know what – you guys don't know. You have some of the documents, but you don't have all the documents, correct, that was turned over to the Southern District of New York that they seized.
Right.
So you're looking at him for privilege
concerns. I got something better than that. I know the president for 30 years. I know him as a businessman in New York. President of the United States was a tough businessman, but just like he's done nothing wrong in this thing, he was as clean as a whistle in the way he might have been tough. He might have been difficult on situations, like he was with North Korea, but he was a man of his word. And Michael Cohen, I think, would tell you he's got nothing incriminating with the president. And really, they should stop going after him. They're torturing the guy. I mean, and
you're a former prosecutor. They threatened to bankrupt you, or you know you will be bankrupt. He switched lawyers. He's trying to find a new lawyer. We don't know what that means. I don't know. I didn't know his legal team before.
He's not.
High bills pile up real fast.
Of course they do. And
you go to jail for 10 years.
And the reality is they're trying to frighten him. But Michael's a tough guy. I don't think that's going to happen. And if it does, he surely isn't going to lie.
Eric Swalwell, a frequent critic, Democrat on the relevant committee, said this.
No, innocent people don't worry about whether someone's going to flip on them. And also, Wolf, let's just be real. Honest presidents don't have fixers. And I think, you know, we're so in the thick of this that when you take a step back and realize every day we talk about Mr. Cohen is Donald Trump's fixer, that's a problem.
That's Mr. Eric Swalwell, S-W-A-L. Well, he's becoming the new Adam Schiff. Now, I want to explain this, why this is so significant. I mentioned this, touched upon this in the last hour with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, because he brought up Eric Swalwell, and I couldn't remember Adam Schiff's name. It's like, come on, do I want to remember these guys' names? I mean, seriously. But you're seeing less and less and less of Adam Schiff. Aha. Paul Preston's onto something. Yes, I am. Because I know something you probably don't. And I'm not going to reveal all of it, but I'll give you a hint that someone's in the crosshair. Now, that's code word for someone suspicious about the behavior of somebody else. Now, it's not that there's a figure, you know, the Sarah Palin thing, crosshairs, and scandalous about gun control. Oh, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a figure of speech. Mr. Schiff could be under suspicion for something. And that's all the further I'm going to go. So it's the replacement ideology. In other words, well, let's start moving Schiff away. because we'll put in this Eric Swalwell instead of Adam Schiff, being the face of the anti-Devin Nunes and everybody else, and the poser for, you know, Steele and the dossier and all that. So Eric Schiff is now Schiff, I guess you can say, is moving in. We'll be back.
Get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're having such a good time. Okay, so we're sitting around waiting for the report. Let's just wait. Tick, 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 tick. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to move into other directions. And you look at the clock and you go, man, you got radio. Radio is a very interesting medium when you're on the other end of it here. You're in your studio. You're ensconced. You're behind the microphone, and all you have is your thoughts and stimulation from screens. I see screens. I see screens everywhere. You know, it used to be when I did radio, it was newspapers. I would have stacks of newspapers all around. And, you know, you would snip and cut before the show, snip out and cut the articles, you know. And so I'd be this sort of thing always going on. And now it's just screens. I see screens. Listen, I see screens everywhere. Left, right, up the middle, and up on top. They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous, these screens. Anyway, so I'm just saying that times have absolutely changed, but time really flies in radio. It really does. This is my point, is that it's the fastest 3 hours of my day when we're on air. So those of you that want to get into this medium, get into it. Listen, freedom of speech. And listen, all you citizen journalists, we have gobs of them on Agenda 21 Radio. And you know, some people I don't hear from for a month. I've got several. I've got about a dozen I hear from every single day, 7 days a week. And it's all good stuff. It's all good in the hood. We wouldn't be able to bring you the information we bring you without their help. It's a team. Some of them are pretty intense figures, very intense figures who give us information. And it's always right. Always. Some of it might seem a little bit out of sync time-wise, the timing of things, but that's just kind of part and parcel what happens in the whole schemata of things. But it's quite telling what goes on in news, and especially the news cycle, as we always say, the news cycle 24/7, 365, and all that good stuff. So anyway, we're looking around at this Jeff Sessions thing. That's happened, the report by the Inspector General, and what is possibly going to happen with Jeff Sessions. Now, remember, he recused himself, and now we're starting to look at it as sort of a big play. You know, we've got, I'm going to try and play this here and see if we can throw the eczema commercials on again. I'm sorry. I have friends who have eczema. I don't have it. Anyway, looks like we're going to try and get Mr. Fenton on air. DOJ showing utter contempt for Congress by not releasing docs to FBI's, says Trump informant. About the Trump informant. Now, this is also a big bone of contention. And somebody who's really always in tune with all this stuff is Mr. Fenton of Judicial Watch. Here we go.
Newly released emails from anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok, throwing a wrench in the FBI's official timeline for the Hillary Clinton probe. In an email about Loretta Lynch's tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton and recusal, Strzok notes, in part, this has been under discussion since April, suggesting the FBI discussed the conclusion of its Hillary probe months before interviewing her. Of those emails, all obtained by Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton. He joins us now with more.
It's Tom Fenton, not Jeff. And like I said, oops, because it's months before they actually said something about it. Hello.
First of all, thank you very much for joining us. Second,
you're
thank
welcome.
You for all the hard work that you guys have been doing to get this out there in the public, because we wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for you. So tell us about these latest emails that you've discovered.
Well, you know, we began asking for the materials back as soon as the tarmac meeting happened, and it took a lawsuit to get this. And the FBI initially told us they had no records. Then we found they did have records. Then they gave us a batch of records. And then they said, hold on, here's another batch of records. And it included this email from Peter Strzok, who's someone they didn't really want to turn over any records about.
Mm-hmm.
And as the email shows, that the FBI, at least Peter Strzok, was upset about the idea of the tarmac meeting influencing the FBI DOJ investigation of Hillary Clinton, because it was already wired. They already made the decision back at least in April, according to this email, that Hillary Clinton would not be prosecuted. And this, of course, was months before even Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI.
And it's interesting because, remember, we heard excuses for that, like, oh, well, you know, this was just a bullet point version, two different versions. We kind of tried to plan ahead as to what may happen. So we just did this in preparation. But clearly, this is evidence that that was not the case.
Well, that's true. And if the FBI was making these prosecutorial decisions back in April, it had nothing to do with the tarmac meeting, at least as James Comey has suggested.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he had decided long ahead of time that he was going to let Hillary off.
Yeah. Well, they just talked about golf and grandkids on that tarmac meeting anyway, right?
Well, segueing into the next topic, the Justice Department is withholding the talking point drafts that Ms. Lynch was using to defend her tarmac meeting. So this Justice Department is defending the corruption of the last Justice Department. It's really outrageous.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about that. This deadline passing for the DOJ to hand over documents to Devin Nunes on this FBI's alleged Russia probe informant. So they were supposed to do that yesterday. They did not do it. So what happens now?
Well, it shows you that the Justice Department has utter contempt for Congress in matters of oversight related to Spygate and Russiagate. This on top of the news reconfirmed yesterday by Fox News that Rod Rosenstein threatened the Intelligence Committee with subpoenas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of that ever happening before. I can't imagine a scenario in these circumstances where it would have been appropriate. Jeff Sessions needs to apologize. President Trump has already intervened once to try to get the records it issued here today mm-hmm. to Congress. Justice Department has thumbed his nose at him. He needs to intervene again to get these records. He needs to order the records to be released because the Justice Department can't be left to their own devices here.
Jeff Sessions needs to actually do something. I mean, you know, really, he's been absent. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom. We appreciate IG report tomorrow, allegedly. So we'll talk.
That means today. Of course, Heather is a little not clued in here about what we're talking about. but she does a great job, by the way, for Fox. But Tom Fenton has been a bulwark for a lot of different things. And we've been able to actually get Chris Street and myself, especially in the situation going on with the IRS investigation and Lois Lerner and all that stuff. We got Judicial Watch stuff before other people got it. And we were able to determine and discern at the time that not only were there a lot of improprieties going on with the Internal Revenue Service, but also at the State Department. Some of the stuff we got there, we made side-by-side comparisons and clearly saw at the time. This is when all this was going down about Lois Lerner and all that stuff, that there were in espionage rings deeply embedded with Muslim Brotherhood relationships and ties in the State Department and directly tied to Hillary Clinton, which confirmed, of course, all the stuff and information we learned from Scott Bennett and why Hillary Clinton was terror financing and her little implications with that. But see, this is what happens, though, when you start to get all the facts, and thanks goodness for Judicial Watch for them stepping up and persevering. Literally, they have their people embedded also in obviously the Department of Justice and these other agencies, and they're telling the secrets basically about what the Justice Department is actually doing, and you know where are those memos? And they do exist. They confirm they exist as snitches, I guess you can say. And they can move forward. So it's interesting. Judicial Watch picks up that information, then files a suit, and lo and behold, they're forced to actually give up those records. Listen, these records are public domain. They don't need to be released. Oh, they declare them secret. Why? Because they're covering somebody's illegal behavior. Now, that's not the game. That's the abuse. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so more of this same old thing going on. Now remember, we have the, we're going to get this report today. But this is what we're getting out of Mueller on his side of things. This is from Law and Crime. Where is this? Anyway, it's some foundation, right? Production. Anyway, Mueller appears to have screwed up by, quote, accidentally exposing names in Manafort case. Right. Paul Manafort, of course, was a campaign advisor to the Donald Trump campaign early on and for a short period of time, and he had ties to Ukrainian government, and they were being investigated, and so he quit. He was gone. And for a very short period of time. However, they've gone after Manafort. Remember, they did a no-knock search warrant on him and raided his house. He was cooperating. They raided his house and took out all of his records, did all the things that, you know, the Gestapo would do. And now he's, of course, being accused of crimes and pled guilty or whatever. So special counsel Robert Mueller and his team have been aggressively pursuing former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, even tacking on new charges of obstruction of justice due to alleged attempts to witness tamper. Although Mueller has been tight-lipped about evidence and witness identification up to this point, his teams have appeared to have screwed up. They've screwed up. Oh, nasty. The way it's written, I like it. They've screwed up. Okay, well, yeah, okay, we've screwed up. It says they've screwed up by outing journalists who produced messages to the FBI. Uh-huh. About Manafort's alleged coaching up on lobbying practices. So let's read that again. Although Mueller has been tight-lipped about evidence and witness identification up to this point, his team has appeared to have screwed up by outing journalists who produced messages to the FBI about Manafort's alleged coaching up on lobbying practices. Manafort was indicted in D.C. back in October 2017 for alleged financial fraud and violating lobbying disclosure laws. There's also a case against him in the Eastern District in Virginia. Special counsel accidentally exposed names of former journalists and European politicians allegedly involved in Manafort's secret Ukrainian lobbying. Just filed a new version on redactions with redactions, explained Washington Post reporter Rachel Weiner. Rachel Weiner. I hope she's not related to Anthony. Weiner. Unredacted government exhibits showing alleged attempts by Manafort and Kilimink to influence witness testimonies has been released. The witness, a journalist, produced the messages to the FBI. In a later tweet, Bertrand wrote, this is a Natasha Bertrand of the Atlantic Journal, "Oh boy, looks like releasing these unredacted ones was a mistake by special counsel, has just refiled this and other docs with redactions." In the name of this Kilimink lobbying person with Manafort is out. It's been redacted. It says this guy Kilimink was newly named in the attempted witness tampering indictment. Also adds another defendant who allegedly worked with Davis Manafort Partners International and acted in concert with Manafort and Rick Gates in their work for the Ukrainian government. The simplest evidence that there was a screw-up here is that what unredacted is now redacted. Okay. This leads to many, many things here. And this leads to arms shipments. Arms shipments. And you see, Manafort, when he was doing his business in Ukraine, there was a pro-Russia government in place. Okay? He got out of that because why? John Brennan helped to overturn and throw out that Russian-leaning dictator. Well, not dictator. He was actually duly elected by the Ukrainian people. Brennan, when he got his first charge in 2013, I think, right after Benghazi, was tasked to converting Ukraine from a pro-Russia standpoint to a Nazi Muslim Brotherhood government aligned with Obama's State Department. John Kerry, yes, you're getting it. And formerly, of course, well, actually at the time, I think the overthrow was it was on the heels of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. That's when that all started to happen. Now, I find it interesting because Ukraine has always been a large manufacturing center for it, then the Soviet Union, and they manufactured rocket motors and missiles and things of that nature. Very sophisticated, and tanks all over the place. They had tank factories everywhere. Small arms, and so it was very, very big into that. Barack Obama actually traveled to the Ukraine when he was a senator for Illinois. Why don't you think about that? Why would he travel there? It's really an odd thing. He didn't travel much, but he did travel to Ukraine. And part of his functions, and this is in 2007 or something like that, 6 or 7, how far these things go back. What was he trying to do? He was trying to disarm and encourage disarmament with the Ukrainians who were pro-Putin leaning at the time. Why would he do that? I don't know, but he sure did it later with Brennan. We'll be back.
One, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back. Anyway, next hour we're going to be talking... Well, if we can't get Scott on today, we'll get him on tomorrow to talk about all. We'll dissect what's going on with his report, and we'll be following along to figure out what is really, truly going on with this report about the Inspector General, and get back to things like, well, I want to, you know, the Manafort thing and Flynn and all this, and now Cohen. And we learned today, Cohen. See, these are the guys that are the tips of the spear. I want you to understand this. This is why I'm bringing this up. The tips of the spear, the guys doing deep investigation into Mueller, are Cohen, Flynn, and Manafort. They're the reverse of what you think. Their job is to get the goods on how these guys are investigating and pull evidence together for Sessions to prosecute Mueller. That's what's going to happen. Mueller's being set up, and I suspect he figures it out now. He's being set up. And I'm telling you, he's going to get a good kick in the butt today from this IG report. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to be back in just a few short minutes after the top of the news hours, and some of our stations are going to go away to that. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And of course, MyPillow is a big supporter of Agenda 21 Radio. Promo code AGENDA, 800-266-4783. 4715 to get your 4-for-1. 4-for-1. 4-for-1 pillows. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.